Will we be swimming to work for the next couple of weeks? The question is, we all want to know.
Yes.
I think the answer will be yes, at least for a few days.
My yard was flooded this morning.
Same.
Yep.
But more importantly, we get it every year, the old hail warning.
Yep.
And you've got to do it.
Yep, definitely.
But how real is it, Gavin Morris from NBN? Come on, Gav. Come on, Gav. How many times do we get the watch out for hail? I wrap my car in a blankie.
It never happens.
and then the day you don't, bam.
Yes.
Every time, man. But I mean, I was even having a look at the radar last night too, and there's a big one going on, isn't it? We got a few days of this.
Yeah, look, you know, it's been an incredible system so far, Steve. You know, it's been going on since last Thursday from Central Australia. Friday, we recorded 1 million lightning strikes and backed it up again across the weekend. So we're racking up millions of lightning strikes. We've been actually quite lucky. I mean, we had some crazy wind gusts on the coast last night now that the low has formed. Of up to 80, 90 kilometres an hour. We've had some very heavy downpours at times. We had that line of storms that also moved through, and there was lightning in there, and you could hear the really big drops. And when you had the really big drops, there was just, you know, a few metres, 100 metres or so above you, those really big drops were hail. They've just melted just before they've hit the surface.
Okay.
When you have those big ones. So, yeah, they can leave the cloud as hail, but sometimes by the time they're at the surface, they've melted. So she's been a little bit touch and go, but we've been quite lucky in that front. But there's certainly been a lot of storm activity from the Territory through Queensland across the majority of New South Wales to Victoria. So it's been a massive weekend of rain and storms.
I think what we did forget, though, earlier last week, until we glanced around and saw parks, paddocks, islands,
yep,
and realised they were brown. You know,
yeah,
it's not going to hurt us to get this rain, is it?
No, look, actually, we've been really, really dry.
Yes,
we've needed this. Yeah. October was a massive record-breaking season for South Australia. The Territory, Darwin, like, had its wettest day, coldest temperatures in South Australia, wettest conditions, and some very strong 120, 130 kilometre-hour wind gusts recorded, because that's where the first La Nina events hit, and they slid away to the south. So it was only Central Australia, the low formed, and then took everything away with it. So the eastern half of New South Wales, including the Greater Hunter, has been overall really, really dry. So this is the first La Nina event that's really affected us, and obviously really rolled in beautifully there from Saturday, continued yesterday, and then today. Now we've got this low formed up. So that's why we've got strong winds and the rain still driving in. Now that low is going to take everything away with it. So it'll clear up throughout tomorrow, Steve. But then the trough line is lingering, so that is actually going to refill, reset itself. It's going to deepen there from Wednesday, and then more inland showers, thunderstorms, and another cutoff low is going to form over southern New South Wales. So it's had multiple stages, this event. It's been ongoing. It'll be a week-long event, and even though it's going to seem like it's over for us from tomorrow, it is going to likely kick back in, and we'll have a bit more wet weather again on Wednesday, potentially into Thursday.
I do like that about you, Gav. We've known each other a long, long time. But only, and I mean only, a weather expert will go, hey, how about this event we're having?
Totally.
Because you're right, that's exactly what it is, but it's just in the word, it's an event, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah. And see, we only live in one particular place, and that is truly the nature of storms as well. We can sit there and, like, nothing has happened, but
yeah,
storms are a hit-and-miss affair. So, you know, when you have those storm warnings and you haven't had hail, you know, you're one of the lucky ones, because chances are someone is receiving hail somewhere. So, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I'll go home, put my car under a blanket, and then get cranky at about midnight, like, oh, bloody Morris. All right, Gab, but the bottom line is, yeah, we're all heading into work today, and what we're seeing out the windows is going to be pretty much all week, isn't it?
Well, as I said, not quite. You know, the low today, the strong winds,
yep,
that'll pull it away, and then, yeah, there's another round, you
yeah,
know, so
exactly,
it's the final round.
Yeah.
It's the final chapter will occur for us from Wednesday.
Now it's an event, now we've got a final chapter. You're turning this into The Hobbit.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, this is part three, yes, coming up on Wednesday.
All right, good stuff. Thank you, Gav.
See you, Steve, all the best.
Good on you, Gav. There's Gavin Morris from NBN. You can see him on the news tonight at 6 o'clock.